Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is always a pleasure when this young man joins us.
Young man.
Major is in the flesh. So I don't know your age.
60.
6-0.
60 as of August. Yeah, 60.
August what?
24th.
August 24th. We did talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, born on the Virgo-Leo cusp. Quite painful being born on a cusp.
Are you more Virgo or more Leo?
That depends. And I have not inquired about this as much as some might.
Okay.
But definitely both if you are conversant in what the astrological signs or general characteristics.
Do you pay close attention to that?
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not.
I do not. Either.
Yeah.
Teresa, you pay attention. No. Harrigan, pay attention.
No. I know I'm a Cancer. That's as far as it goes.
That's far, as far as it goes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Gemini.
There you go.
And various people would say that makes sense.
Same with me being a Cancer.
Yes. There's people.
Teresa?
What?
Libra. Libra. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Oh, right. Libra. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you read your?
No.
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 Are they still in the paper? I don't think they're in the paper.
They're in the magazines.
The magazines?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you into gossip much?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Like Hollywood gossip?
I will be very honest. That's one of my weaknesses as a reporter. I'm not a gossip merchant or a monger. And most reporters are. It's kind of built into the – it's baked into the cake. I'm just not. And so that keeps me out of lots of conversations and probably has – meant I didn't get certain stories that were more gettable than I imagined just because I wasn't trading gossip. But for me, gossip is an accumulation and distribution system.
Yeah. You don't want to provide.
I don't because I'm a private person, though I have a public life and a public identity. I'm deeply private. You've never seen on any social media platform pictures of my children or where I live or anything. I'm intensely private that way. And even before social media, just the whole concept of trading information about other people just felt sticky, to put it mildly, to me. And to be a gossip, you have to provide.
Yeah.
You cannot just be a consumer.
You can be a
consumer for a very short period of time. But if you don't dish, nothing comes back. And I was never a disher, so I just sort of opted out of it.
I love dishing. I love receiving. I love it in the office. I love it when I'm talking to people sphere of
Have you heard? Did you know?
Oh, yeah.
All that.
I mean, throwing stuff out.
Yep.
I love
people are saying.
Yes. Yes. You can throw things out that you don't know,
see,
and then they
land.
Can kind of get a Give me the scoop which you thought you had. But in the end, you couldn't pin it down, and it still sticks with you. It was something significant. Is there one item out there over your tremendous career where when you were in the reporting business, more than kind of your observing, but also still reporting, where you were working hard, whether it's when at the White House or various other levels?
So there was a district attorney in – Potter County in West Texas when I was first in this business. I was a police reporter in Amarillo, Texas, at the Amarillo Globe News. I've long forgotten the district attorney's name. And he was a very prominent and successful prosecutor, had political ambitions. And another reporter and I, who had also graduated recently from the University of Missouri School of Journalism, and we were all full of hyper-investigatory journalistic energy, could repeat then, and I can mostly repeat now, word for word, all the president's men, and imbued with all of that intensity and curiosity and wanting to break the big story. And we spent months and months trying to figure out if this guy was in any way corrupt. And nothing ever materialized. And that wasn't, that didn't mean he wasn't corrupt. It just mean we couldn't find anything. We looked at all sorts of public records, talked to all sorts of different friends, looked back at other cases, talked about people who were involved in the negotiations over a plea or a prosecution, and nothing ever emerged. And that was months of work. We had lots of manila files on it. That was the way we did things back then.
Yes.
And they had all these code names on them.
Right.
And we were very secretive. We were very secretive about it, and nothing ever happened. And that doesn't mean one way or the other. It just means that is a process that sometimes happens where you get a tip or someone lets you know something, says there might be something there, and then washes their hands of it. And then you go and do the hard work of trying to find out if something is there. And one thing the audience should know is the something there is not necessarily a yes or no question. It's, okay, there's something. How important is it? What's the value of the disclosure of it? And is there any part of that disclosure or the methodology to bring it to light that is in any way ethically or legally compromising? Does it create a libel problem?
Right.
All these things have to be discussed and decisions have to be made above the level of reporters. One of the things I love about All the President's Men is it goes through that interactive process with reporters answering to editors, and editors sometimes getting very angry with the bad answers that they're getting from their reporters or the good answers and that give and take. So that's one that I think – I'm not sure there was a horse in the barn, but whatever was there got away.
You mentioned your time at Missouri,
journalism
school.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the icon – of CBS News forever? When you think of journalism and CBS News, who is the icon of CBS?
The simplest answer imaginable, it's Walter Cronkite. I mean, there just isn't a name that is not repeated to me more frequently when I go around this country, even now. His last broadcast was 1982.
It's amazing. Does it eat at you that I graduated from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and you did not?
No, it does not. No, it does not.
Why not? I mean, Dave, if you're at CBS News, you want to graduate from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism, correct? Should be a requirement.
It sounds good, but then Major could say, look, you started on third base on your journalism career, and look where you are.
Wow. I don't think he was going to say that.
Yikes. So this is not a tag team. You guys are actual opponents.
Yes,
right?
I didn't realize I was
I'm not the meat for the grinder between you two.
Yeah.
This is
mano
a mano over there.
Wow,
okay, all right, all right.
Shots fired.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, I graduated from journalism school, too, and I'm here. So.
I was just trying to have some fun with ASU and...
It's a fine school. It really
is. I'm bleeding
is.
Over you. It is a good school.
It's a good school. There is a fundamental difference, and it's the one thing that distinguishes the University of Missouri. It's a laboratory. It's not a school. And what do I mean by that? So if you're in broadcast journalism at the University of Missouri, do you go to class? Yes. Is that all you do? No. You work at KOMU. What is that? The NBC affiliate in Columbia, Missouri.
Right.
You have practical laboratory experience in a real commercial entity doing frontline journalism, responsible to an audience that is outside of your university, which is somewhat cocoonish. You know, it's somewhat protected. It's somewhat buffered from the outside world. If you're a digital journalist, when I was there, I was a print journalist, you work for the Columbia Missourian, a daily newspaper, subscription newspaper that covers not just the campus. It's not the student newspaper. It covers city government, county government, the state legislature. The largest bureau in the Missouri legislature is peopled by reporters who work for the Columbia Missourian, not the Associated Press, not the Kansas City Star, not the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Columbia Missourian.
That's amazing, right? I mean, that is
a difference that no one else has replicated, and it's a model that's been there for decades, and we like to say it was the first school of journalism in the world, and our motto is first, best, next.
So when I was on KASR and there were seven people listening in a dorm – wasn't quite the same thing. That's fair.
And so there's a radio equivalent at the University of Missouri, KBIA. What is that? Yep. It's the NPR affiliate.
Wow.
Yep.
That is good. The Big Truth, Major's book. We've talked about it many times. I want to talk about it. We're going to lead next hour with the biggest news story of the day, the exchange of Brittany Griner. Mm. We want to give that full vetting because there's an interesting CBS News angle to this story, which is a very prominent part. But this news was announced early this morning that the White House had secured WNBA legend Brittany Griner for a man who's known as the Merchant of Death. Paul Whelan, not a part of this.
Mm-hmm. Paul Whelan, not the Merchant of Death,
no,
by the way.
Yes. He has been held in Russia for 4 years, two of those years under the Trump watch, two now under the Biden watch. So that we're going to lead with that in the 2 o'clock hour. Let's talk about the book, how you're feeling about the book. You put in so much time on it, The Big Truth. I read it right away. It's fabulous. Major Garrett is in studio. We're going to have treats, by the way, at the top of the hour. You better be hungry.
I am hungry.
You better.
I haven't eaten all day. That's
Teresa,
true.
You hungry? Yes. Harrigan? Hungry?
I can eat. Yeah.
Yes. I want to talk about K&S heating and air. I don't think K&S will travel to the nation's capital. I don't. I maybe could, you know, see, I don't know how Major's air conditioning works. I don't know how the furnace works. But they could call a guy. K&S could call him a guy out in D.C. and make sure. Here in town, K&S started in Rochester in the late 80s. They had so much success, they right away moved to the metro area. So over 30 years, I've been with them for 9 years. Not just talking about them on the air, but they are at my house. I have them out for the spring and fall tune-up. I also had them out 2 years ago when my air conditioner and furnace were no longer working. They're a large volume Lennox dealer, and they installed it. Great. They have unbelievable financing available right now. And sadly, heating costs are still a pain in the you-know-what. So why not reach out to this company online, ksheating.com, have them out for a free 100% inspection and see how they can help you. KSheating.com. This is for you all day. We've been playing this mediocre group.
Come on.
They're fine.
The greatest, most influential rock band in history, bar none. It's not even close.
Are we talking about somebody else out of Led Zeppelin?
I'm telling you.
He loves Led Zeppelin. He is Major Garrett. He is in studio. The Big Truth. How are you feeling about how the book has been received?
Very, very good. And I think, I can't remember if we mentioned this before. Look, the book wasn't on the ballot per se in the midterm elections.
Mm-mm.
But what the book is about was.
Yes. And it's been vindicated.
I hope so. I really do. And not for my behalf, but for the country's behalf and for the country's betterment. And it's a reminder that this is, and we don't give ourselves enough credit for this, a good and decent country. That sometimes we'll have a spasm in one direction or another, but we are a fundamentally good and decent and resilient and mindful people. And a monstrous lie was told over and over for about 2 years, and it did, in some quarters of this country, attain some currency.
Sadly.
Sadly. But when viewed across the spectrum outside of that particular mental precinct, it did not survive because it was untrue. And because the permanent truths about the 2020 election do what permanent truths do, refuse to yield. Permanent truths refuse to yield. And lots of voters in really important places like Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, had a nice long conversation about this.
Mm-hmm.
And good and decent people made different decisions. And one of the reasons that they decided to do what they did was on the basis of which side of this question you stood. Wasn't the only reason,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't irrelevant.
No. It was prominent for a lot of people.
And those who stood on the side of the monstrous lie in almost every conspicuous, important, closely watched race lost. That's important for this country.
Well, among the great parts of your book is the various profiles of everyday citizens who dedicate weeks and months and hours of their life to alter their life and to participate mm-hmm. in the electoral process.
Yeah.
Without them, we do not have the electoral process. These are not some this is not a group of individuals who've galvanized, come together, and said, we are going to bring ruination the country. Right. We have an agenda. We're right. all collective.
No.
They're your neighbors.
Right.
They're your friends. They're people you work with. And so this nonsense that they came together to steal something doesn't hold up when it's held to rigor, and you showed that in the book.
Right, and let's just talk about how life and high school have a lot to do with one another. Adult life has a lot of things to do with the high school life we all led, full of a lot of the same tensions and awkwardness and frustrations and aspirations and risks and all that sort of thing. So there is no election administrator club in high school.
No.
Okay? There just isn't.
No.
All right? No one goes to college, hey, I'm going to be an election administrator. I'm going to make lots and lots of money, and I'm going to make my parents so proud. No, they go to be doctors and lawyers and other things.
I'm going to meet a lot of chicks there, too.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You can't imagine. I mean, it's going to be like it's the meat market of all meat markets. Yes. Election administration club. They're all going to be there.
Yeah.
Come on. People who do this work have found it, sometimes accidentally, sometimes coincidentally, but it becomes a calling for them because – it's so close to the best thing that we do in this country, which is to listen to and reveal the voice of the people. That's the fundamental essence of how this whole process continues and amplifies itself. And there they become devoted to that tedious, oftentimes overlooked work. And it becomes a calling. And I admire them.
Yep. I'll jump in. Again, the book is fabulous, The Big Truth. Check it out. Major is here for another hour. We're going to have some treats during the break and also come back and talk about the big exchange executed by the Biden administration when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.